and that I call him Ed, so I don't have to keep saying Bob and then saying Ed and oscillating back and forth.
Okay.
I mean, I know him as Ed now for a long time.
Right.
So you can know him as Ed, too, whatever you want to call him.
Okay. Ed is good by me.
Is there anything you want to say, Scott, before we start? Any backlog?
I don't think so.
What if we move to a new level with Bob Marshall, because we're going to show how an insider talks with me. And
Bob demands entertainment.
I'm going to mention something, some new news to him, and we're going to start there.
Okay.
How he reacts to this new, pretty interesting news I have to tell him. Like,
yeah, he's been teasing me with this. He's been you wouldn't tell me what it is. He's trying to hijack me, but I'm curious.
Oh, well, if it's the news he gave me yesterday, he's still a tease, because he's not doing full disclosure.
Well, he never does, Scott, and he never will. Let me say this. Let me pay you a compliment. If Bob shared something with you, and if it's the same thing he's going to share with me, then he really respects you for having shared that with you.
Oh, well, great. I'll accept that. We'll find out. We don't know what he's going to tell you yet.
Now I'm even more, Scott's added a new level of curiosity. He's layering on top of Bob. Very good.
Okay. Scott, it doesn't have Skype, and the way we talk, I think the delay in Skype might be awkward, so we want to do the phone for now anyways. I mean, maybe we'll get to the Skype level. I find with Ben, he goes on, and then I have to wait, and then I talk. And he tends to go on and on and on, so it gets ridiculous.
Right.
But are you?
I didn't know. I noticed that you guys were having a little bit of a situation with the delay. But when you and I have used the Skype, there has not been a delay. I'm using
I mean, even my cell phone, I struggle with, you know.
Okay.
For now, I'm more comfortable just on the cell phone.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Because Ed and I think fast, and we don't have...
You get a little manic.
Yeah, and there's no delay. You know, it's just no delay with phones.
Yeah, that's right.
It's for our level.
But when I hook us up through Skype, I'm doing something called port forwarding, which helps to get rid of the delay. And I've noticed that in our conversations, like especially our last one with India with Bob Carr, was the audio was brilliant. But we're getting good audio connection here now.
Yeah.
The only thing is that if I enter into the conversation on any level, which I have in the past, then I have to run a compression algorithm on the tape, on the recording, because my voice dominates in terms of volume. It's just the way that the way that the tape recorder picks up the three-way.
Okay, yeah. Well, I've listened to some of the other wiretaps. You don't seem to be present a lot, and I felt very comfortable with that.
Yeah,
I'm always hyper aware. Like, I really, when I paid you a compliment to Bob. I said, you know what I like about Scott? You forget he's there, and you can be more natural. See,
yeah.
I never have three-way conversations with Bob.
Right.
It's just me and him talking on the phone, and I always feel very comfortable. And the fact that I feel that you're invisible makes me feel more like, if I forget you're there, I just feel much more relaxed. You know?
Oh, that's
that
great, yeah.
Radio effect.
And for the most part, I'm pretty happy being anonymous.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I thought, wow, this guy is an incredible, he's the greatest interviewer alive, because he doesn't say anything, and you're just recording. And I thought, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
That way you walk into the silence of what you do. And it's so unobtrusive, listening to Erican and Absurdum and Flamand, and I'm like, I forget this is even being taped. I feel that I'm just listening in on a conversation.
Yeah. Well, I like being the hidden ground. I learned that from Bob.
Well, you know what? The hidden ground, which is an environment that I struggled with, the value in, and I came to it very late. And I mean, I've always understood the value of lurking on some level. Beating the hidden ground puts you at a great advantage. You know, it's like you have an extra bishop on the chessboard.
Okay.
Okay, so we better not lose any of this, so we better start.
Okay.
Okay, so it's March...